We end the first floor route in Queen Elizabeth's musical kingdom, the concert hall. Here, around the piano and the organ, Carmen Sylva gathered musicians, poets, and friends. Here sounded the first notes of artists who would go on to conquer Europe, led by the great George Enescu, who played for the Queen when he was barely a child prodigy. Let this room sum up everything you have seen. Palais was not just a residence, but a project for a country. Carol I, the soldier king, built here the symbol of a modern, European Romania. Elizabeth, the artist queen, gave it a soul. After them, the palace lived through the entire history of the 20th century. It witnessed two world wars, became a museum in 1953, was closed by the Ceaușescu dictatorship, and was returned to the royal family after democracy came, a family that keeps it open today as a museum for everyone. If you have a ticket for Palliser Castle, a few minutes walk away, the final tracks of this guide await you. The Art Nouveau home of Ferdinand and Marie is another world, and well worth the visit. Thank you for walking Palais with us.